USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The National Guard's rescued over 100 people or more from floodwaters in Vermont as the Northeast has faced the effects of a powerful rainstorm. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren is in Montpelier, where residents have a new worry.
Officials now concerned about a dam above the city here. They say it's approaching capacity. They may need to let some water out, which could be devastating.
New York is helping with severe flooding in Vermont.
The New York Task Force 1 Urban Search and Rescue Team is in the state to help with Vermont's flood response and recovery efforts. Over 100 people had to be rescued from flooded homes and cars. New York's rescue unit has 46 team members, K-9 units, along with 6 boats to aid in water rescues. Parts of Vermont have seen up to 9 inches of rain, with rivers and crests reaching levels higher than when Hurricane Irene hit the state in 2011. Lisa G., New York.
Senators being briefed on artificial intelligence by top government officials.
One of the greatest tools we have for predicting and intercepting attacks on the homeland, for adding unprecedented sophistication to our cybersecurity, and for protecting our elections.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the classified briefing on Tuesday focused on the technology's impact on global and national security. The Justice Department says former President Trump should no longer be entitled to immunity in writer E. Jean Carroll's 2019 defamation lawsuit.
Before Tuesday's court filing, the DOJ previously noted that Trump was acting within the scope of his office as president when he denied Carroll's rape accusations and allegedly defamed her. The reversal means the department will no longer seek to shield Trump from civil liability in the case. It also allows the lawsuit to move forward to trial in January. I'm Brian Shook.
This is USA News.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Investigators believe a series of shootings led to the July 2nd deadly mass shooting in Baltimore. Charging documents show police found bullet shell casings at numerous crime scenes within the Brooklyn Homes community, where 2 people were killed and 28 others wounded during a block party. So far, the only person charged in connection with the shooting is a 17-year-old. Donald Trump is slamming President Biden for supplying Ukraine with cluster bombs.
The former president said Biden is dragging the U.S. into World War III by sending the cluster munitions to Ukraine. Trump added that the weapons will kill innocent people for decades to come, long after the war ends. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has defended its decision. In an interview with MSNBC, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Ukraine would be defenseless without the weapons. That's because he says traditional weapons stockpiles have been depleted. I'm Lisa Taylor.
New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara's admitting to his role in last year's Las Vegas hotel brawl. He pled no contest to a misdemeanor charge. Tupac Shakur's self-designed crown ring will lead the Sotheby's hip-hop auction. Sotheby's says the crown jewels expected to sell for at least $200,000. Officials say Tupac designed the ring in 1996 to celebrate his infamous deal with Death Row Records and his release on bond from a New York jail. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Freshness made easy with three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy, Febreze, la la la.